Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. We want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, all our family, and all you folks out there, most especially our loyal listeners who we love and appreciate. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, that opening music from Rocky, of course, you know you're in a good space when you're feeling that strong, that powerful. And in today's world, sometimes that's quite a feat to accomplish. Stress, always that factor. There's a massive amount of information on the dangers of stress. There are also countless recommendations for reducing and relieving stress.
The truth is, stress always has been and always will be a part of our life. Join us for an empowering hour in which health guru Beverly Nadler will share the important and positive new research that can change the way you perceive and handle stress. Apply what you learn and you can increase your health and happiness even in today's stressful world. And two things that make my world immediately less stressful is when I hear music like Rocky, which makes me feel good and powerful instantly. It has that effect on me. And also, when Beverly Nadler, our health guru, is on our show, I have no reason to be stressed out because she has the answers, she has the research, and she is always ready, willing, and able to go. Welcome to the show, friend, coach, health guru, author, poet, Beverly Nadler.
Well, hello, Joyce. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. You always change the introduction, and it always fascinates me to hear what you say about me so I can decide where I'm going to go with this show. No, actually, I know where I'm going with it. We are discussing stress and how to deal with the new information that will help us to be less stressed. Because the truth of the matter is, as you said, stress is part of life.
Absolutely. So take it away, Beverly Nadler, and know that you will be making a difference for all the stressed out folks out there like me.
Okay. Well, today I'm going to give you some good news about stress. But first, I need to share the basic information on what stress is, what happens in the body that causes so much damage. And the reason you need to be aware of this is because when you are aware of it and you realize that it doesn't have to be that way, the information that we share today can lead you to handle stress in a totally different way. And that's what's so important, because what's happening is instead of just being stressed and recovering, most people, or at least many people, and I actually think it is most people today, are living in a unconscious state of the what's known as the third part of stress. There's three things that happen during stress that a Dr. Hans Selye, who's known very well, very much so for all his research on stress in 1945, he coined something called the general adaptive response, and that was his response to stress, and he was explaining, and he did a very good job of explaining what happens and the importance of recovering. But most people are not recovering, and they're living in a state, an unconscious state of constant, what we call fight or flight syndrome. And that's something that is triggered whenever we have what we perceive as being stress. And some things we don't even realize are stressors, and they are, but the body normally recovers from them. It's the things that we have some control over, some things we don't have control over, but there's things we have control over that are causing us so much problems. So let me share some of the information. As I said, this is old information, but it's just as true. The general adaptive syndrome.
Beverly, hold that thought. You mentioned fight or flight syndrome. Could you talk a little bit about more about that before you go on? You referenced it. I never heard of it before. So can you be a little more specific about that?
Well, it actually comes as part of what I'm now talking about.
That's
part of what I'm talking about.
Many I'm sorry, people I thought you were moving on.
It's an ancient response that our ancestors had. When they were stressed, they had to decide whether or not they should fight their enemy or they should flee from it. And that response occurs in what is known as the reptilian brain. Its actual real name is amygdala. And that's a teeny little part of our brain, but it is the part of the brain that responds and reacts without thinking, and it will immediately make the decision as to whether we have to fight or flee years ago. But today what's happening is that the body is just in a constant state of stress because of that. And it will become more clear as I explain briefly these parts of the general adaptive syndrome. The first is the alarm.
Right, Beverly, hold that thought. You're just so advanced in your knowledge, your research. I want to talk a bit about the reptilian brain since you referenced it. And for people who don't know what it is, I really want people to stay with you and understand. It controls the body's vital functions, such as heart rate, breathing, body temperature, and balance. It is concerned with our survival, to move away from pain towards pleasure. It subconsciously determines our decisions. So think of it like Pavlov's dog, where the dog is conditioned to react in a certain way. So then for years, forever, if someone sees a dog, even though he might have been bit decades before, he reacts in fear. So people have that reaction to certain stimuli, and that reptilian brain kicks in. We are not even thinking about it, and it's that something that causes fear. It could be an animal. It could be a person that looks in a particular way where they may look threatening, but they're not at all. But everyone that looks that way creates that automatic response. So I just wanted to get into these things a little more because you're so in tune with all of us, but I want to speak to the people that may not be. Okay, please continue.
Thank you. That was a very good explanation of the reptilian brain. And it's because of the reptilian brain that we live. When I say we, this country, this world is living the life that it's living, with all of the wars and all of the pain and all of the struggling. Unfortunately, not enough people have learned how to come beyond that and actually use their higher part of the brain, which is the cerebral cortex. They're not using that. They're using they just respond. And this is what's causing so many wars and all of these things that we're living with today. But for those people who are listening and want to know, how do I deal with my everyday stress? Because life is stressful. That's what I want to present. But I appreciate your explaining that, because it's important for people to realize that that is a very significant part of the stress caused by that part of the brain, which we, as we mature and as we become emotionally mature and spiritually mature, that brain becomes, that part of the brain becomes less active.
And folks, I want to refer you to a show that I did with John Bell on July 23rd in our archives, Why is Discrimination Still So Pervasive? And that's why we talk a lot about the reptilian brain. And quite frankly, that's where I learned so much about it. It's not as common knowledge as one might think. So if you refer to that show, you'll understand that as it happens in terms of white people calling the police on black people who are just minding their own business, and that reptilian brain of fear of black people kicks in, which is why an 8-year-old selling water bottles, they called the police. Someone waiting for friends, black men waiting for friends at Starbucks, minding their own business, the police were called, and we gave many other incidences. So it was a great lesson on the reptilian brain in that case, as it is about white people mindlessly calling the cops on black people for no reason. Okay, continue.
Okay,
go ahead.
So the first part of the general adaptive syndrome is the alarm. That's when the body recognizes, or the brain recognizes, that you're under stress, and it will release adrenaline and cortisol. And we think of those as the only things that the adrenal glands release, but that's not true. The adrenal glands produce 50 different hormones, and the adrenal glands are very essential for energy, stamina, sharp mind, to reduce inflammation, a lot more. And if we don't recover from stress, unfortunately, these things continue. There's a domino effect of difficulty in the body, which is why doctors say that most disease is caused by stress. But again, it begins in the brain. It's the brain that triggers the release of the hormones from the adrenal glands. The second stage is resistance. That's what Dr. Cellier called this, and he came up with this, Dr. Hans Cellier, in the 1940s. He calls it resistance. I would call it recuperation, but he called it resistance, and I believe that he knew what he was talking about. It's when the brain realizes that the alarm is over and the body can go back to balance and recovery, and the term often used is homeostasis, meaning that we're in a state of balance. The third, and this is the concern, and this is what the problem is exhaustion. If we don't go through that recovery stage, what Dr. Cellier called the resistance stage, then we are in a constant state of perhaps unconscious stress response, waiting for the next trigger to happen. And very often you'll hear people say, you know, I stood it, I took it, but this was the last straw. It was the last straw because there was so much going on under the surface, and finally the last thing was more than they could handle. And this literally, I'm not going to say destroys, but pretty close to it, our immune system. So that's where the lack of resistance to disease comes in, because we do not recover from this exhaustion stage.
Beverly, that was so interesting. I think it bears repeating those stages again. I'm trying to keep up with you with my notes. So stage one, the alarm?
Correct. And that's when the hormones are released. And though they're released in order to deal with the stress, that's where the fight or flight, a lot of these hormones were sent to our ancestors so they could fight or they could flee. They had the energy to do that. And the heart is then racing. The breathing is different. There's a lot of perspiration. All of these things happen during the alarm stage. And then the resistance is when, oh, okay, whew, I don't have to worry about that anymore. It's over. And literally, if we do that, if we go through life just with the alarm stage and the resistance stage, we'll be fine. We're actually meant to deal with stress. For instance, exercise. You have tension, which is stress, and then you have relaxation. And that's how you exercise, and that's what people are told. Do not exercise the same muscles the next day. Give those muscles a chance to recover, and then use the different muscles and let them recover. So it's a recovery stage. It's the same thing.
Beverly. In the resistance stage, that's the stage where you want to exercise and meditate and do those kind of things to resist the alarm. Is that correct? In the resistance stage.
I'm talking about the natural process that occurs. What we do in order to not be in a stress state would be something like meditation. When I talk about exercise, depends. If we're in a stressed-out state, that might not be the best thing for us, although walking, especially walking in nature, that would be a good thing. But to do some really stressful exercise, that might not be the time to do that. Relaxation to recuperate. But resistance, I'm talking about what the body naturally does. It goes into an alarm state. It goes into a resistance state. If your body recovers, then that's it. You're fine. For instance, if you're studying all night, you're in school or you're studying for a license for something, and you're studying, you've got to stop and give your brain a rest. That would be recovery. If you don't do that, if you don't allow your body to recover, then you're going to go into an exhaustion state. And that is where you literally wear out your adrenals and your immune system, and everything bothers you, your responses are much more difficult. And when I say difficult, more negative, a lot of the hormones are racing through your body, and your brain is constantly now on alert for more stress because you're in that state.
Thank you for explaining it so well and covering it, because keeping up with you, when I consider you such a genius on health, I know you don't call yourself a genius, but keeping up with you is quite a challenge.
Okay. Well, the thing is, my intention on this show actually was to briefly say these things so that I could then present what it is that we can do to avoid this kind of reaction. However, I realize that you are speaking for John Crew public, your people that listen to your show, which is most people. When I say most people, how they think, how they react, what's going on, they're not studying these things. So for them, I think this is a good review. But I do want to refer people to the fact that we've done 3 or 4 shows in the past on this subject, and we covered a great deal of what I just talked about now, and plus many things that I will not be covering today because this is an endless subject. So I refer people to go into Joyce Barry and Friends, and to go there, say, like a menu where you can put in whatever shows you're looking for, and just write in stress, Beverly Nadler, and you will have lots of information, probably a lot of information that you don't have or that you'd have to be reading 10 different books to get, and you can find it with ease because we cover these things in this, what I'm going to be, fabulous show. And, of course, I'm not only talking about my shows, I'm talking about the fact that Joyce Barry and Friends has some of the best information, motivation, and stimulation of any show that's out there today.
Thank you for that, Beverly Nadler. No, I didn't. I'm not going to say the check is in the mail. However, as Beverly continues with things we can do about stress, I have to give my number one piece of advice on what you can do, and that is to listen to this show every day. And Beverly gave you the resources to go into our archives and listen to past shows as well, where you can get so much information and hear in the words of Beverly herself is why you should be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. You will see my picture on the upper left of the home page. Simply by clicking the word follow right under the picture, you will get emails about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our special shows, including the upcoming shows on world-renowned Bernie Siegel, Dr. Bernie Siegel, world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, all coming up in the next few weeks. So do become a loyal listener by becoming a loyal follower, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And before you go on, Beverly, let me just stop a moment here and give them your website and tell them what they could expect out of going to that.
And my website is BeverlyNadler.com, and it's purely an educational website except for one section called Sources. And in that, you will find many different websites that have the products and information that will help you have a happier, healthier, less stressful life. My website or the information on mine includes things on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health. And you'll also find references to my books. You can click on the links and find out more about my books, especially Vibrational Harmony, which, if we are in vibrational harmony with health, happiness, love, and joy, we're not stressed. So the book is extremely helpful to understand how the mind works and how the universal laws work. There's also information on my coaching, testimonials, and a lot of my poetry. It is, as I said, an educational website, and I truly advise you literally to go there and get the information, because life being stressful, the more information we have on how to live a healthier, happier life is really important to us. And basically, we're in control of our health, whether we realize it or not. So thank you for that, Joyce. Thank you for letting
me know. I want
to
personally endorse the book, Vibrational Harmony. And I'm not just saying it where you could hear me verbally. You could see what I wrote about that since I wrote the foreword and endorsed it. Vibrational Harmony, you can get it through her website or Amazon. A book not to be missed. Back to you.
Thank you. Okay. So let's talk about what stress is. And we'll be brief on that because I want you to know the amazing new research that is going to help you change the way you deal with stress. It can be physical, falls, accidents, different postures that stress us, can be chemical, toxins, poisons, drugs, unhealthy food, pesticides. All of these things are stressful to us. And then, of course, then there's mental and emotional stress. And that is most of the stress that we're dealing with that is causing us so many problems. And I know that you know what that is. But also, stress, but again, this is the kind of stress we are going to immediately we bounce back from. Simple things, a temperature change causes stress. An alarm clock ringing causes stress. If you almost fall and you stop yourself, it causes stress. If you see a message that you don't like, well, that could cause a lot of stress because people agonize over messages on Facebook and texting messages. So, yeah, that could cause you a tremendous amount of stress. But basically, it's all of the little things that happen in life, not being able to find something, losing something. But we recover from most of these things unless mentally and emotionally we hold on to them. And then we're not recovering, we go into exhaustion. So it's really important to be aware of that. There's also good stress, and that's called eustress, spelled E-U and the word stress. I don't know where they got that name from, but that's what they call it. And what is that? Well, things like planning a wedding, buying a new home, getting a raise at work, pregnancy, the new baby coming into the house. These are all things that we need to adapt to as we're going through them. They are good things, but if we handle them mentally and emotionally incorrectly, they can cause us a tremendous amount of stress. Exercise, as I said before, is stress, and so we recover from that. Studying for an exam, I mentioned those things. These are all different types of stress. So, yes, life is filled with stress. So what can we do about it? Okay. Before I continue, Joyce, anything else you want to add or question?
No, but I did want to say I'm so glad you included good stress, because it's still stress nonetheless. You might be having to give a speech at your organization. All that is good stress, but it creates these imbalances in our body, and because nonetheless it's stress, even though planning that wedding is something you've looked forward for decades. So no doubt there's both kinds of stress, and that's why the show is so important, because it's how to deal with stress regardless of what category it falls under.
Very well said. Thank you for that. I am going to share with you the information that has come from health professionals, researchers, people who even create products to help people deal with stress. And there are wonderful products, and you can find out about many of them simply by going to the other websites, the other shows that I told you, where I talk much more about handling it from a physical point of view. What I want to talk about now is a perception point of view, a way of looking at things in a different. And this particular, what I'm reading now, begins with stress isn't the problem. People with high levels of stress have a 43% higher probability of dying from those with lower levels of stress. Well, that doesn't sound like stress is not a problem, does it? So let's continue on. It's not the stress itself that does the harm. Those with high levels of stress who believed that stress is bad for them, and this is in italics and bold, have a 43% higher probability of dying than those with lower levels of stress. But those with just as high levels of stress who believed that stress was a normal and healthy response to the challenges of life were actually healthier than those with lower levels of stress.
Very, very important point to consider. It'll give you folks a reason to take good care of yourself and to get less stressed out. I just want to say one of the things for me personally, and Beverly, you might want to make a comment on this, is I find that essential oils, that many of them are really so good for calming down and feeling better. What's your take on that?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of physical things that we can do, absolutely. There's the oils, there's certain products that we can take that you're aware of, a product that's called Immunical, another product that's called PNT 200. There's also herbs that are wonderful. The oils are delightful. Lavender is particularly one. In fact, when people, and massages, I mean, there are many things that we can and should do. But we need to begin to recognize that we have to change our perception and our attitude, and that's what I'm talking about now. The things to do, yes, I highly recommend them.
Okay, hold that thought, because I brought up essential oils because I know you're so in favor of them. I actually thought you would comment on the value for you, because I know you love them as much as I do. So, folks, let me give you a website to get the best in essential oils. They have quite tremendous coverage on it. It's healthyandorganic.net. healthyandorganic.net. I get all my essential oils from them, and they have so many more products that make you feel good that you can use with massaging yourself, body butter, jojoba oil. There's tons of things, and I get them all at this company that is healthy and organic.net. I can't speak highly enough about it, so do check that out. That's my recommendation to instantly feel better with the oils and the other products that are natural and organic, no chemicals, no toxins. Go ahead, Beverly.
And that is a very important point, that when you, there are very cheap essential oils sold, and they're not organic, and you want them to be organic. So if you're looking at, don't look at price, look at, am I getting the best quality? Because it does make a difference. But as I said, there are many, many different things that we can do. Meditation certainly is something that we can do, which, of course, is not something that, that you purchase. You need a lot of vitamin B. You need to cut out sugar. I mean, I can go through all of these things, but it begins with changing your attitude. And continue with that, because that's not something we generally talk about. We talk about what can I do to relieve and reduce stress. And in all of the other shows that we've done, there's a lot of information on that, but not really on the difference that it makes when you have a different belief. In other words, it's not stress. It's the belief that stress is bad for you that does the damage. Belief that stress is bad is the 15th highest cause of death in America. Not stress, but the belief that stress is bad. When we believe that stress is bad for us, our arteries constrict and tighten. When we believe that stress is bad for us, we are immediately causing the reptilian brain to do its thing, which is suppress the immune system, release the cortisol and adrenaline and other hormones that are actually literally dangerous to our body. It causes inflammation, reduces the effectiveness of the immune system, labored breathing, heart problems, all of these things when we believe that stress is bad for us. So we need to change our beliefs. We need to change our attitudes. And I will give you some of that today, but we also will be doing shows specifically on how to change your emotional response to life, because that's where it all stems. It is the emotional response. So our body's response to stress allows us to lean into life. In other words, this is important. When we believe that stress is a natural part of life, well-lived, our arteries are relaxed and in the same state as when we experience joy. But when we feel too much stress, then our body's response is not good. And that's when, yes, we need to do things like the oils that Joyce recommended, meditation, relaxation, breathing exercises, things to stop it. I have another point here that I'm trying to bring out, and that is the necessity of looking at stress in a very, very different way. By embracing our stress, recognizing it is stress that motivates people to do what they do. It's being in stressful situations that brings out the most courage and compassion in people. And then because of the positive response, they don't go into an exhaustion state, you see. So we can feel less stressed about stress. And feeling love, this is another thing. There are people that are in the most stressful that businesses and jobs that you can even imagine. People in the entertainment industry, they are very stressed. They don't get enough sleep. Not getting enough sleep is considered a stressor. They work insane hours, not just the actors, the producers, the editors, the creative people, but they love what they do. And they do not perceive these stressful assaults on their body as being stressful. They're excited. They're stimulating. They love what they're doing. And as a result, what happens is that their body actually produces the oxytocin, not the drug, which has the same name. Oxytocin is a neurotransmitter and hormone produced in the brain, in the hypothalamus, and transported to and secreted by the pituitary gland. This, when it's released, completely neutralizes and counterbalances the negative effects of the stress hormones. It also produces dopamine, which is a love hormone, strengthens your heart, your brain, your lungs, increases compassion and caring, emotions which are actually healing. So when we do not perceive that the normal stresses of life are stressful and we don't go into this state where we're restricting our arteries and restricting the tension and the nervous system is very distressed, when we don't do that, our body is actually helping us to deal with stress by sending out different hormones and neurotransmitters that will counterbalance the negativity of the other stress hormones. And this is why people who have what to me would be a very stressed life. I mean, I'm thinking about some of the things that people go through as entertainers, performers, actors, what they have to do, the hours that they keep, the places. Sometimes they're in places where the degrees is freezing, and they continue to do their work because they love it. And if they don't destroy themselves with drugs and other destructive habits, they can live a very long life because they love what they do. And by the way, that also goes for workaholics. Workaholics is a term that we give to people who work all the time. I'm talking about workaholics who love their work. That feeling of love will counterbalance the negative hormones that stress normally releases.
I would say that the two most important things for me and what I do to counterbalance stress is love and laughter. I love my relationships, talk to friends who are supportive and that I choose to support. But I look every single day for that which makes me laugh, whether it's a book, whether it's a TV show, whether it's a fun song, something that makes me laugh. And in that regard, I want to share this with you, guaranteed to make you laugh, and that's my website, Joyce Barrie, Barrie, .com, my official website, where you can find out all about my coaching and my seminar programs and see endorsements from people all over the country that I work with as a personal and professional success coach. Here are my favorite endorsements.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Karen Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, when you send that email, in the subject line, put stress. just for doing that, I'll know the show that inspired you to write to me. You can either put Stress or Beverly-Stress, because Beverly is on every week, Here's to Your Health Thursdays. So if you put Stress, I'll know the show that motivated you to write. And in the body of the email, you write your name, phone number, best time to reach you, with whatever comments about the show, suggestions, guests you want to recommend, whatever it is you'd like me to know. I love hearing from you. And if you put your name and phone number and best time to reach you, there's a good chance I will call you back and we can have a conversation. I'm a home business coach as well, and I'd love to be a support system for you. Okay, Beverly, we're back to you.
Okay. You just mentioned the two of the things that are pretty much at the top of my list. Laughter, which actually, because of what it actually does physically, it strengthens your immune system when you laugh. So, yeah, very, and love. Yes, as I was talking about, people doing the things they love, no matter how stressed they are not having the stress response. And they're having something positive happening because of that. And so what you can do, and not, if, you know, you can take time to just think of what you love or think of people that you love. You can stop and relax and just bathe yourself in that emotion of love. And that, again, will mitigate the effects of stress. So laughter, yes, breathing, rhythmic breathing helps you when you're in it. And being entertained, anything that really entertains you. Interestingly, you know, we talk about negative emotions and they're bad for you, but people go to the movies to watch horror films. I don't, but people do. Or they watch films that I call graphically horrible, with the people that, you know, death and destruction and blood and guts. They love them. They don't walk out of that theater with feelings of stress. While they're there, they're going through this stress response, but there's no exhaustion stage. They have enjoyed it. They have loved watching these with me. Would probably keep me in a stress state, but for the people who love it, no. They find great joy. That's why there's so many horror movies out there. So it is so much to do with your perception, with your attitude. And you know, another thing besides laughter and love that can help you deal with stress is gratitude. Just finding things to be grateful for, just looking around you, looking at something that's lovely, or thinking of the things you're grateful for, because that raises your energy and it mitigates, it interferes with, it stops the progression of the stress response. So, of course, there are many, many things that you can do, but changing your attitude. When you're feeling stress, you might start saying to yourself, instead of, oh, God, this is so stressful, saying, oh, I realize that this is just a part of life. Okay, I can deal with this. Actually saying that to yourself, because your body and your brain hears every word you say and responds to it. So instead of constantly telling yourself, if you're one of the people that do that, and you're dealing through, there's a lot of stressful things that people are going through now that they didn't years ago. For instance, being a caretaker for an elderly parent, people died much younger and their children weren't caretakers. Now they are. It's very stressful for many people. But if they look at it, I love this person. I love my parent. I am pleased to be able to help them. This is good for me. This allows me to have more compassion, compassion being an extremely positive emotion. So there we're talking about changing the way that you feel about things before you even get stressed. And believe me, folks, it works. Music, of course, is another thing. Listening to music that you enjoy and being in nature, just being there. You know, I've heard the expression, perhaps if you hugged a tree today, most people don't hug trees, but realize there is an energy, and we are all connected, so we can connect with that positive energy of nature. There are many things we can do, and it begins with beginning to see things, have a different perspective, a different perception of the things that go on in your life that you consider stressful, and pay less attention to all of the things all over the world. I know globally it causes a tremendous amount of stress, especially when people are glued to their television set to see all of the things that are considered negative happening, and constantly taking that on is not at all helping in your life. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be aware of them. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have compassion. But to stay glued to something that is negative makes no sense.
I agree so much with the last few things in particular that you were sharing, the importance of music, love, happiness, gratitude. All those things are choices, folks. You choose. I choose to be happy every day. Voltaire said, I choose to be happy because it is good for my health. In fact, I wrote a poem set to music about being happy that I want to share with you all. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. Kudos to Ted Siuba, who put my original poem to music. I'm very grateful that he does that for me. So, folks, it was a very powerful show with an extraordinary guest. Beverly, what kind of message do you want to leave our folks with today?
I'm going to leave a message that is in my poem, What to Do About Stress. Stress is a part of being alive. Accept it. It's not avoidable. You can't reject it. By law of polarity, opposites exist in all of life. There's tension and relaxation, just as there is joy and strife. A healthy lifestyle and strong immune system is the way stress can be beaten, for it's caused by chemicals in the air, water, drugs, and many foods you're eating. Stress can be physical, accidents, surgery, even dental work. It can be emotional or spiritual, or caused by mental overwork. When your thoughts are negative and cause worry or fear, you can be certain the stress response is near. Your brain is busy seeking everything it believes can harm you, and whether it's dangerous or not, your brain will alarm you, and it will send chemicals and hormones so you can fight or flee. But modern-day stresses really require these, you see. So the chemicals and hormones become toxic to you. That's why it's important to know what to do. You need knowledge to change your perception and brain, so life's inevitable irritations don't cause stress again and again. As soon as you feel stress, tension, or anxiety, make stopping the stress response your priority. First be aware, then take a deep breath. In fact, take three. You'll feel better and relax immediately. Next, use your powerful imagination to create a peaceful or loving visualization. Keep in mind that inspiration and meditation keep your vibrations high. Enjoy and enthusiasm make your spirits fly. Take time for stress-free breaks throughout each day, and you can keep the damaging effects of stress away.
Beverly, that poem, like every other poem, is so extraordinary. It's so fabulous. I'm curious, did you create that for this show, or was that in your repertoire?
It's in my repertoire. As I said, we did many shows, and this was actually created for the show we did in 2014.
Wow, because it's like you just made it up for this show. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. I have never met a Beverly Nadler poem I didn't love, love, love. So, folks, very valuable information on stress today and how to de-stress, and we thank you for being such an awesome guest with a wealth of information. But the key, folks, is not just to take notes, and I take notes on every show, and I learn from every show. So I ask you, are you taking notes, or is there something you can actually put into action to get the results you want, to feel happier, healthier, and less stressed? And if you look at your list of things that are positive and what you could immediately put into action, I ask you then, when are you going to do that? And if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Folks, please be aware that things like going out and doing a random act of kindness, paying it forward, make someone happy today, all these things will come back to you and you'll feel better and you'll feel happier. As I said, I'm always happy when Beverly Nadler is on our show giving such extraordinary information to make a difference in your life. So on that note, we invite you to be happy, to sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us, and do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
the Joyce Barry Mash. Wow. Joyce knows all about having fun. Wow. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun. Wow. She's a coaching sensation for not just me or you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Folks, I kind of like to leave them laughing, and I usually do, but today I'm going to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. Since we are dealing with stress, I want to be sure to include this in today's show. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. As I said, go out there and make someone happy today. Thank you.